Thanks for listening to the Jerry Bader Show podcast presented by Amish Furniture Warehouse in the New London area. Check them out today at amishfurniturewarehouse.biz.
It's the Jerry Bader Show.
Just a few minutes here. I'm going to have a question for you concerning what happened on Friday with health care reform, and then we're going to get into that topic in earnest. But I want to do a couple of things before we do that, because if I don't do these, I'm going to forget. First, a spoiler alert. I know, and it's because I suggested it to you over the years, a number of people in this audience watch the TV show Grimm. Kyle, do you watch Grimm? You're not a Grimmer. Okay. Next week is the series finale. Well, this Friday, actually. Friday is the series finale. If you are a Grimm watcher and you haven't watched Friday's episode, I need to do a spoiler alert here and tell you not to listen for like about a minute. Okay? And I'll try. In fact, we're going to time this out. Here's how we're going to do this. Starting at 9:08, I'm going to start the Grimm spoiler, and then I promise I will be done with it by 9:09. Because I don't want it to go away forever, because you're going to miss a lot if you do. So I'm going to do a one-minute spoiler here, because it really is stunning what they did, and I'm shocked that they did it. Coming your way in 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. One. Hack! Okay. For you Grimm fans who are still listening and you watched Friday, they killed Hank and Wu! The Skeletor guy killed Hank and Wu! My wife was sure this was a dream. Nah, it's a dream. It's a dream. Now, as you know, in the Grimm universe, people don't always stay dead. By the way, that's an annoying trend. That's showing up in different TV series. It's cheating. You can't kill someone and resurrect them. Wow. They did. He took his staff and zing. In the station house. I was just absolutely stunned, and we'll see if they stay dead, though. That will be the key. Look at that, Kyle. Look at that. Right on the nose. Now, if you're rejoining us, here's what I would say. Watch, if you're a Grimm fan, watch Grimm from Friday, and the series finale should be good. I read something online where they do time jumping in the finale. So we'll see how that works out. Then there's this, and I want to wax... I don't know if this is waxing philosophic, religious. I'm not sure. I had a very interesting experience over the weekend. My wife and I attended a dinner event in Manitowoc. Some of you may know that my wife's, when she was, 12, I think, they moved from Washington State to Manitowoc, where her mom's family is from. In the 1980s, as an adult, obviously, my wife became involved in an organization in Manitowoc called Hat Rack Storytellers. You might be able to figure out what that is based by the name, but it's one of those organizations where Saturday mornings at the library and that sort of thing, you read stories to kids. It's a neat little organization. Other communities have them. I don't know if there's any as lasting as Hat Rack Storytellers. The dinner event we were at was marking the 50th anniversary of Hat Rack Storytellers. Why do I share this with you? Why do I think this is worth about the 5 minutes of your time that I'm going to take? Because I had a very interesting and I think almost religious experience. So what you had was my wife and others like her who over the years have read to children as part of the Hat Rack Storytellers program. Sitting next to me was a gentleman named Steve. Really nice guy. I overheard him say to someone else that he hadn't driven a car in 20 years, and he drove one to come back home to Manitowoc. You know what that immediately told you? Kyle, if you hear someone say they haven't driven a car in 20 years, where do they probably live? What would be your first guess? Oh, it's easy. Under a rock. Or New York City. If you hear someone say they haven't driven in 20 years, they probably live in Manhattan. Which he does. He never took part as a reader in Hat Rack Storytellers. But as a two-year-old, he was a listener. And they so captivated him with the storytelling, he went into theater. He has performed in Broadway plays in New York. He no longer performs, and he teaches. He has a school. And he shared with me that, yeah, there is a steady stream of people who think they're going to come to New York, take acting lessons, and hit it big. He shared the quick aside here. He shared something with me. Do you know what a studio apartment costs a month in New York right now? For a cheap one, $2,400. For a decent one, $3,600. Do you know how much house almost anywhere in Wisconsin you can get for a payment of $3,600 a month? A studio apartment doesn't have a bedroom. I mean, it's amazing. Anyway, he's very successful, and he owes it to whoever it was that on that Saturday morning read those stories to him. Every person in that room, including my wife, probably has a story similar to that that they don't know. That's why it was really cool that he came back. Because there are so many other people in that room that probably have no idea the impact they've had on someone. I find this as I look back. Unfortunately, I'm 55 and not 85. It's a shortcoming. I talk on the radio every day, and I've influenced things that way. But taking your own time to touch someone's life, and he got up and spoke. I had no idea. He told me a story. By the way, he also recommended Hamilton. He said, you know, assuming you don't need a refrigerator or other expensive item worse, he recommended Hamilton. He said it was a great play. But he and I chatted a lot, and he told me his story before he went up there and spoke. And it struck me profoundly. Probably most people in that room have done it over the years because they enjoyed it. Now, I'm sure they considered it's a good thing to help a kid learn to read, which is what these type of programs do. I don't know how many people are in that room, and I don't want to hazard a guess. I would say at least 100, but each table seated 16. There had to be 100 people in that room, for sure. It was at the Holiday Inn in Manitowoc. Think of how many lives. Not to mention the founder of this. Just, you know, and she's in her 80s now. Started it in 1967. It is just absolutely amazing. Sally Sims. And she is, boy, she's a kick. I mean, she is really something. So, whatever age you are, if you can't look back or you're struggling a little bit on that, it's not too late. Take whatever season the Lord still gives you to do that. I'm going to. That's why I said, I don't know if it's philosophic or religious. Kind of both, Kyle, wouldn't you say? Yeah. And that also means, you know, do more to help people. Just do more to help people. You know, that was kind of, as you can see, it was profound for me because I was one of the few people in the room who have never been involved in that. When Steve got up and spoke, almost everyone else in the room, there had to be a couple of other of us that weren't involved directly in the program, He wasn't talking to us. And it just, it really struck me. So, speaking of doing right by people, the mayor of Manitowoc, Justin Nichols, spoke at this event. And he had one of those life's little embarrassing moments. He was trying to say the word success, and he just said sucks. And he laughed, and everybody enjoyed it. He turned red as a stoplight, but it was great. He was elected to the Manitowoc City Council in 2005 at age 18. 4 years later, at age 22, he ran for mayor. And I was very critical of that. And I couldn't believe that he beat the more educated, the older, more experienced candidate. Now, what are the people of Manitowoc doing? Now, let me say this. He is running for his third term Tuesday, a week from Tuesday. He and I don't share ideologies. I believe he's left of center. But let me say this. He's very mayoral. I mean, he certainly seemed to have a leadership-type personality. And I don't know if I would agree with how he guides the city in terms of policy, but dismissing him just because of his age, clearly I was out of line. It's an apology that's only 8 years overdue. But I guess it's never too late. Better late than never, Kyle says. I'm hoping. Again, I'm not judging his performance as mayor. I'm just saying I shouldn't have dismissed him because of his age. That was wrong. So there's that. All right. In 5 minutes, let's get into what happened on Friday. And I want to start with a question for you. It's 9:18.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.